Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has received an enormous bill from the telephone company, including a charge of $12 for a long-distance call, which completely mystifies him. As the scene opens, we find him on the phone talking to the company's business manager. Listen.
Well, look here. What did you say your name was?
Barley. T.P. Barley.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Barley, I'm quite sure there's been a mistake about this call for $12. Neither I nor my wife made any long-distance calls this month.
I see. Mr. Higgins, I'd like to check this with the charge operator. Do you mind if I call you back?
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Broken down phone company. Plenty of nerve putting a charge like that on my bill.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Snoops. Did you mail my letter? I told you to buy a stamp with that money.
I didn't need no stamp.
What do you mean?
I sneaked the letter in the box when nobody was looking.
Oh, Snoops.
No good?
Why, of course not. I don't want people to think I'm a cheapskate for a measly 2 cents.
Why?
Because I'm not a cheapskate.
Ain't you?
No.
Then give me the 2 cents.
Oh, all right. Now run along and let me figure. Hello?
Mr. Higgins, this is Mr. Barley again.
Oh, yes?
I'm sorry, but that call was made from your house on April 1st. It was a party-to-party call to New York.
New York?
That's right. I've talked to the operator who handled the call, and she says it sounded like a child.
Uh-huh. A child.
Uh-oh.
The party called was a Mr. Louis...
Never mind. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
I think I'll go out and play.
Stay here, you. Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
Why were you running out in such a hurry?
I thought you said goodbye to me.
I said goodbye to the manager of a telephone company.
Oh, is he gone someplace?
No. He has a dreary job that keeps him in his office all the time.
Why?
He has to check long-distance telephone calls.
Oh, it's dreary, ain't it?
Well. Oh, Snooks. Have you any idea how much a call to New York costs?
No.
I see. Of course, you wouldn't dream of making a telephone call to New York.
Wouldn't I?
Would you?
Would it make somebody mad?
It certainly would.
I wouldn't dream of a dad.
That's what I thought. Snooks, look at me.
All right.
What are you yelling about?
You got that spank look on your face.
That's very strange. You haven't done anything that I should spank you, have you?
I didn't call up Uncle Louie.
I didn't say you did.
But you're going to say it.
What makes you think so?
Because, huh?
If you have no guilty knowledge, what prompted you to remark that you didn't call up Uncle Louie?
I said the wrong thing, huh?
It would appear so. As a matter of fact, somebody did call Uncle Louie in New York. And the telephone company has charged me for the call. Now, who did it?
Could it be the cook?
No, it couldn't be the cook.
Why?
Because the day off, that was her day off.
No, couldn't be the cook.
No, and it couldn't have been Mummy because she was staying at Grandma's.
How about...
Robespierre can't even talk. If that's what you're thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
And I know I didn't make the call, so it leaves only one person in this household.
The boarder.
We haven't got any boarders.
Oh, well, let's take in some boarders, Daddy.
Snooks, I've eliminated everybody except you.
Can I have some, too?
Some what?
Some lemonade.
I said eliminated, not lemonade. Now, in the face of this overwhelming evidence, could it be possible that you'll deny you made the call? Could that be?
Could be.
Very well. And I'll tell you this. I just had the call checked. And the charge operator said it was made by a little girl.
All right, I'll give you the nickel.
Nickel? That call cost $12.
I didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't, eh?
No.
But you were just willing to pay a nickel for it.
A woman's got a right to change her mind, ain't she?
Now, Snooks, I'm warning you. You'd better make a clean breast of this whole thing. Now, tell me everything.
All right. Did you know how little Pussycat had 6 kittens today?
What about it?
I didn't even know she was married.
That's entirely irrelevant. Now, I want a full confession. I want the truth.
All right, Daddy.
Who made the call?
The cat's done it.
Cat!
She wanted to tell her husband that.
Now, I told you I want the truth. Why did you make that call?
I didn't want to do it. But they made me.
Who made you?
The four Indians.
What four Indians?
What'd you say, Daddy?
You said four Indians made you call Uncle Louie. Well, is that all?
Ain't it enough?
No, it ain't. I refuse to believe any story about Indians.
Well, will you believe it about cowboys?
No.
G-men?
I won't listen to any of that ridiculous nonsense. You made a call to New York that cost $12. Now, why did you do it? And remember, I want the truth.
All right.
Well?
A dragon walked in and scared me, so I called Uncle Louie.
Oh, a dragon, eh?
Yeah.
I see. And what did this dragon walk in for?
I think he was a census taker.
All right, Chooks, I've had enough of this.
Me too.
Now, you stay here. I've listened to your fantastic stories long enough, and now I want the truth. Comprehend?
Copperhead.
I want you to tell me exactly what happened when you called Uncle Louie in New York. Now, go ahead.
All right. I found his number in your little black book.
My little black book?
Who's Fifi, Daddy?
Never mind that. You little snoop. Now, go on with your story.
Well, I called the number, and then I waited.
Yes?
Then Uncle Louie said, hello.
Go on.
Then I said, hello, and he said, who's this?
Continue.
Then I said, this is a kind of pot of gold program. You win $1,000.
Good heavens. Well, what did he do?
I think he fainted.
He did? I see. Then what happened?
I waited a few minutes to see if he was still alive.
Yeah?
And I said, April Fool, and hung up.
He never knew it was you?
No.
I wish I could have seen his face. I bet he's still waiting for the money.
Ain't you going to thank me?
I know, Soaks. It's worth $12 to see that tight one. Get it in the neck. Here's a dime. Go out and play.
You feel all right, Daddy?
I never felt better in my life.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Oh, lovely Mary. That was a real treat. And now we continue.
Excuse me, Dick.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Did I hear you say you bagged some wild boar?
Oh, no. I didn't say I bagged any, but I did go hunting for them.
Hey, Mary, come back here. He's going to tell about it.
Oh, I don't want to miss this.
Well, what's all the excitement about?
Yeah, what's all the excitement about?
Oh, Snooks, don't sneak up on me like that.
Why?
Oh, keep still, Snooks. Where'd you go hunting, Dick?
Well, Catalina, Joan and I go almost every weekend.
Who's Joan, Daddy?
Oh, shh. That's Joan Blondell, Mrs. Powell.
Oh, is it his mother?
No, his wife.
Oh.
Say, Dick, I sure wish I could go along with you next week.
Be glad to have you, Meredith.
I know. Let's form a little party.
How long ago to the party?
Oh, stop it. How about you coming along, Mary?
Sounds good to me, but I'm not very handy with a gun.
Oh, I'll learn you how, Mary. I'm a regular ramrod.
Nimrod.
I mean, Nimrod. I suppose you're a smarty pants. You're a dope.
You're dopier than me, ain't you, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks. You mean dopier than I.
He's dopier than the both of us.
Now, look, folks, if we're all going on a hunting trip, let's not start fighting now.
Well, she started it.
I did not suck him, Daddy.
Now, behave yourself, Snooks. Now, listen, fellas. I'll take her home and we'll make the arrangements later.
I ain't going home.
Oh, why not?
Come, go hunting.
You can't go hunting with us.
Why?
Because it's too dangerous. You might get hit by a...
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. You can go.
You certainly wrestled with your conscience that time, Daddy. Snooks, you be a good girl and stay home, and we'll bring you a pair of tusks.
What's tusks?
Boar's teeth.
What's a boar?
A boar is a wild pig.
Why are you wild?
I don't know. He can't help it, I guess.
Why?
Take her, Daddy. Listen, Snooks. You know what a boar is, and you know what it looks like.
No, I don't.
You do, too. I showed you a picture the other day of that wild-looking, shaggy, ugly thing with a snout and long, protruding teeth.
You mean Uncle Louie?
Oh, come on. I'll see you later, Dick.